Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey guys, Avis coming at you from the editor's chair with a technical update. Unfortunately, one of our contestants, Erin, had some issues with her device that she was recording on, so there are points toward the end of the episode where you can hear us interacting with her, but you cannot hear her responses. This is mainly concentrated to the last round, so hopefully it does not take away from your enjoyment of the episode. Thank you for your understanding, and I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to the first trivia episode of season 4 of Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast that's worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Avis.
I'm Caroline.
And today we are joined by four of our lovely listeners to do some trivia.
Yeah, we have got Erin and Corinne and two of our Titty Snake producers, Tawny and Corey.
Woo-hoo! In the house. Titty Snake's in the house.
So yes. Let's start with Erin. I can't unmute her because, oh wait, yes I can.
Yeah, you've got the power. You've got that, yeah.
Erin, hi, how are you? Tell us about yourself.
What do I say?
Anything you want.
About you.
Cunt.
You are allowed to say cunt here.
Good.
Many times.
I think Avis has called a 14-year-old or two a cunt on this show.
Oh, I know I have.
Oh, yeah.
They deserved it.
Well.
This is such a philosophical question for you, Erin.
Tell us your deepest hopes and fears.
My deepest fear.
Snake climbing up the toilet pipe and biting you on the vag?
No, but
whoa, jump mine. Scare. Thought that thought invaded my brain just like really violently.
I have a dog and a cat and they're real cute. And
yay,
they ate my ice cream.
That cat really came for your motherfucker.
I don't know if you could hear me, but I was sitting here being like
that. Stop. No, it's not yours. It's not yours. The cat
is
defiant.
I left ice cream on camera. They did not stop the cat from eating it.
In all fairness, that cat was determined and not the camera askew, just in pursuit of that ice cream. But what is your like Degrassi experience, Erin? Like when did you start watching?
I started watching when I was like 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm. Comics.
And I'm 26.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely core memory being the Shark in the Water promo.
Yes.
Like, that's when I remember starting. It took me a long time to watch. I just watched whatever was on TV at the time because back then there was no streaming. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I finally watched the beginning. I tried starting to watch like the old ones and I never finished because it's always been so difficult. Like junior high and Degrassi High, it's been so hard. But
it's a different vibe for sure.
It's different.
Hard.
Some of the ADR work is a little shoddy. Yeah. No, it's but I think it you got to,
I'm gonna
to
get
take
so much
it.
Heat for that.
You got to take it with the
please
like
don't cancel me.
The grain of salt with that it was on public, it's basically public access TV for Canada.
Yeah. No, and like the budget was low. It's hard to acquire.
You know.
I have a big girl job now, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, let's jump to Corinne.
Yeah.
Hello.
Your partner.
Hi, welcome.
Aaron and Corinne are, well, we'll get to that, but Aaron and Corinne.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
But Corinne, yeah, yes,
our partners,
please.
In trivia, life, and who trivia, knows?
Well, yes, who mysteries.
My mom used to work for two guy lawyers who were husbands, and they also owned a law firm, and their like ads all said partners in law, partners in life.
Oh,
I think that that is a really good utilization of both of those unions.
That's very cute.
But yes, Corinne, tell us about yourself. Hi, welcome.
Hi. I don't know if y'all remember this. Only you, unless y'all were there, but I'm the weird one that found you on the TikTok Live where I was like scrolling through and I was like, stumble across a TikTok Live that just people who love Degrassi?
That is like the best thing that's happened to me in a very long time.
And they're like, well, you should follow our podcast. So I was like, I already do. It is.
Just like, oh my god. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I was like, oh yeah. Caroline, I think I waited because I was like, oh right. And then you remembered.
And then I just realized I know people can't see it, but I'm wearing Canada brand.
The Great North.
Ew. Nice.
That's just on brand.
Love it. I love that. No, but, I mean, first of all, TikTok Live, they're on hiatus because
we needed a minute.
We needed a minute. We needed
the
a minute.
Life is lifing.
The life is life and whore.
We've got a lot of things to make. Fair. Like, we've just been busy.
Yeah, fair. Got it.
But we will be back, and we love that, like, you're like, you already followed us, but like, the relationship was solidified via the TikTok Live.
It was.
I love that.
It was just so, because I was just scrolling through, and when I'm scrolling, I don't like to watch the ones that have, like, thousands of people watching it, so I'm like, you know, that's not what I want. I want the ones that have smaller amount of views, so I feel like I can interact, and then I said something, like, commented, and y'all answered, and I was like, okay, here we go. You're interacting with me like that.
Yes, no, that was the thing with TikTok. It was just like, I don't want to do it if no one's going to talk to us, because we're just going to be like, we already talk to each other, and we can do that without needing the tripod and the ring light.
Right? That also gives me a fucking migraine, too.
It really stresses you out. And I'm like, I always have it like right in front of me, so my eyes get tired and everything. So,
dude, but, the very first live we ever did, I thought I was going to die after. Because, like, 5 minutes after we got off, I got this migraine that was just, like, the worst I'd ever had in my life. I was like, I'm literally dying.
Yeah.
Right?
It's okay. Yeah. I just don't use ring light anymore.
Fuck that ring light. But, Corinne, welcome.
Thank you.
And now let's move on to our Titty Snake team. Yeah. TT. Double T in the house. Ha.
All right. Corey.
Corey, let's kick it off. With you. How are you? Welcome back. Because yes, you were here for your Titty Snake producer perk episode earlier this season, and now you're back to kick some trivia ass. And I love that for you. It feels good to have you back. So we already know about you. Yeah, like, what's going on? What, any life updates? What's going on?
Oh wait, yeah.
Yeah, right. Isn't there something?
I got married a couple weeks ago.
Yes, yeah, that's a big something. Congratulations.
Love that.
Thank you.
Officially married. How's married life treating you?
Honestly, it's about the same as it was before, except now it's legal.
Different rings, right?
Now, you know, it's on paper. Now you've got you guys are legally bonded. So you cannot, you got to. That sounds like not a fun change. Like, there's paperwork now. But no, I'm happy for you.
Thankfully, the paperwork was relatively easy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
It was someone. Just filling out one form online, and then our witnesses had to sign, and then the officiant is the one that had to send it off. So we didn't even have okay. to do most of the work.
We didn't
even have to send it off. Love that, because sending stuff can get annoying. Take it from me. But no, love that. Okay, so yeah, just a small update in life.
Corey, did you get your Titty Sink Patreon pack yet?
I don't think so, because I think one of y'all had said that you had to send it again.
I have the whole thing where I see my mail before I get it, and I saw that Chores was coming back return. I have not received it yet. If I don't receive it in an amount of time, I'll probably just pack and send you like a really big one for December. Because I'll be doing those very shortly. We just got a bunch of new items. So
Tawny.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Tell us stuff.
Things and stuff and all the things. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, we know you. You're an active, big member of our community, but I feel like our listeners might not know you. We talk about you, though. I feel like they're like, who's this funny person?
I've heard my name. There was an episode where you guys mentioned that I was listening on TikTok, but not actually there.
Yes.
You mentioned my name multiple times.
Oh, that was the one where I needed to like do a TikTok to be verified live long or something. Enough to qualify. Yep. Yeah.
You were a trooper, and you were like explaining to people in the comments. And
we mentioned you in our film club for Seabees too, because I made an Office reference in my notes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm always around. I was pretty much in all the TikTok lives, just sometimes the only person. Kind of interacting constantly because I don't have anything else to do other than that.
The child slowly shimmying down the stairs in the background.
I don't know what's going on. But yeah, no. Found you guys a few, 6 months ago because I don't have anything else going on. And I found a spinner sticker that somebody had, the Harrah's. And that's how I found you guys.
I love that so much.
Who got this sticker? Where did they get it from? I need one yesterday. And then now I have a few. I have a t-shirt and here I am. I love you, Alice.
I love how Brandon was just like right behind her. Like,
yeah, we were going to watch season 5. The opener to the 1 and 2 Venus tonight together. He hasn't seen them.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I'm so excited for you. Yes, Tawny.
So if you don't know, listeners, Corinne, our Titty Snake producer tier is our top tier on Patreon, and subscribers get invited on as a guest. That's why Corey's been on. That's why Tawny's been on. And so far, we like them. So, like, while we haven't had Corey back yet.
Oh, no.
It's in the works.
So far.
Tawny, we like you.
So, are you guys all engaged with your Facebook chats?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. So, I'm going to kick off round one. We're doing it a little differently for season 4 trivia. We are doing teams. So our teams are our Titty Snake producers, Tawny and Corey, and our lovely non-Titty Snake, but still great folk, Aaron and Corinne.
Upstairs, downstairs vibes. I was
super upstairs, downstairs vibes. Did not mean it. I think it comes off way more organic in the intro, which...
I was thinking we would call them Team Titty Snake and Team Panther.
Okay, that's a lot less inferior. Team Titty Snake and Team Panther, they will be conferring on their thoughts about the questions in Facebook chat, so you will not get any of that talking, but they will be presenting one answer as a team. And I mean, other than that, the format is the same. We have 5 questions per round. I take the odds, which means I'm starting it off, and then Caroline's going to take the evens. And we have a final Jeopardy question. Same deal. You guys are going to confer on what you think and then present one answer as a team. And the winner The winning team will face off against each other in sudden death. So
next week. Yeah.
Next week.
Well, not next week,
but you know.
That'll be Christmas, but it's
coming, you know, next time. All right, let's hit it. Oh. So we have to determine who goes first.
I had a fun thought today. Since mm-hmm. we're running out of numbers, since we both just picked the same.
We are so running out of numbers.
Pick a color between Roy G. Biv.
Okay.
Sorry? So you pick a color, and it will be either red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, or violet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then teams confer and have a representative tell us your color.
Yeah. That works for me. I've got my color.
Oh. The titty snake producer team chooses yellow.
It's a good color.
Okay.
Is it like who's closest?
Kathy, get out of here.
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't know what we do in that case. Yeah,
this is what I was trying to figure out, too.
We're the Panthers, right? So we're going with green.
Okay, so it was indigo. So I think green is closer to indigo than yellow. So
here we go.
Yes, color wheel.
In the alphabet, you know, it's closer. Y's at the end. It's fine.
Roy G. Biv, though. It's not.
It's fine.
I'm going color wheel. I'm going color wheel. Okay. So, Team Panther, this is your question.
Okay.
What does Mr. Oleander's girlfriend order at the bar? Red wine, vodka cranberry, rum and coke, beer?
No. We think it's red wine.
You both think right.
Okay.
1 point for Team Panther. Out the gate strong. All right, Team Titty Snake. What is Chester's last name? Hosoda, Yoshida, Tanaka, Kubota. I think I did okay until the last one.
I think it's
one.
Kabuto.
Kabuto. I thought it needed another U for that.
Oh, well, I can't see it, so I might be remembering it wrong.
It's with Kubota.
Oh, Kubota.
Yeah, Kubota.
It's probably right. Not that one, in case you couldn't tell.
Probably not.
We're going to go with Hosoda.
Yes, yes it is. Very nice, very nice. Point and a point. This is good. This is a fun time. All right. Team Panther.
Yeah.
In what year did Paige press charges against Dean? 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004. I love that all we can hear is like the vibrations, like the. Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. We're going to go with 03.
That is not correct.
Damn.
Team Titty Snake, do you have a guess? Would you like the answers again?
My bad, homie.
We think that it was 02.
It was 02.
Damn.
That's my bad, homie. All righty.
Good job, everybody.
Everybody's doing great. Everybody, you're doing great, sweet. All of you. All right. So this goes to Team Titty Snake. What is the name of the boy who plays Dracula? Nate, Nick, Ned, Neil.
Okay, so our answer is Nate.
Yes, it's Nate. Nate was pissed. Thanks so much. All right.
Not enough antibiotics in the world.
Sorry, Emma.
All right, so this is the final question of round one. Team Panther goes to you. What is the name of the fluffy fluff that Spinner gives Manny? La La Llama, Horsey Horse, Lammy Lamb, Mr. Moo Moo. There's some brains cooking.
Can you say them again?
The whole question or just the answers?
The answers.
La La Llama, Horsey Horse, Lammy Lamb, Mr. Moo Moo.
Okay. Are you sure?
I love.
We're going with the horse.
Oh, wait. What happened?
We didn't trust your gut last time, and we were wrong. So go for your gut.
Well, the last two times my gut was right, but now I'm not sure. But we think it's the horse.
Go for it, horse.
That is not correct. It's not.
Good night,
Aaron. Aaron said, I'm logging off now. Goodbye.
I'm not having a good time at trivia.
You're doing fabulous. This is round one.
I smoked so much before we started.
And that's, you know, that can be a good thing.
It means you're just having like fun, just loose.
Right.
I also made the multiple choice hard on this one because you have heard all of those fluffy fluff names.
Yeah. Do you guys have a do you want the fluffy fluff names again?
No, I think we have a guess.
Okay.
Yeah. So we think it's Lammy Lamb.
It is not Lammy Lamb. So this was a stumper, okay, Caroline.
Yeah, Corinne. Everything's nice. Fine.
Ooh, the static.
Matt, don't pull the plug, Corinne. Aaron said it's fine because Team Titty Snake also got it wrong.
No, it's just we're like that fine. Was other. Like we are going for that one. Oh wait, no. Nope.
Do you guys want to know the answer?
I think it's the llama.
Yeah, it's the llama. It's the llama.
Wait, Corinne, what is that? It looks amazing.
What?
Is that just Diet Coke or is that like a special drink?
It's Jack Daniels and Coke.
Yes.
Nice. Yum.
In a corgi glass. I don't know.
Nice.
That makes it even better.
Oh, it's cute.
so that's adorable.
Is that the end of round one?
Yes.
All right, so the Titty Snakes have come in strong. We are looking at 3-1 right now.
Hey, don't count us out yet.
I'm not. I was just going to say, it's only round one. It's anybody's game.
We are still in this.
Starting with the Titty Snakes this time around. Hold on.
You guys know it took me like until 5 minutes ago to like understand that Titty Snakes was a Degrassi reference. I'm like, why is this part of this? I forgot about it completely.
Corey and I just really like the name Titty Snake.
I was like, where did this come from?
I'm so, why is this part of this?
I joke. And I'm like, ah, man.
But yeah, so we peel out of round one with a score
of 3-1.
3-1.
Titty Snakes in the lead. That's the
torch in the hair.
Okay. It's open season one. So, Titty Snakes, for 1 point. What temperature is the Van Zandt hot tub set to? 103 degrees, 104 degrees, 105 degrees, or 106 degrees?
Okay, so I think we're going to say 104.
That is correct.
Boom. I love the conferences are so wholesome. I wish that you guys could, see like hear the boom, boom, everything of their lovely messaging.
Team Panther.
These are the thumbs just going.
It's very cathartic. It's very ASMR.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After Mrs. Nash burns the house down, who does she stay with? Elaine, Lorraine, Kathleen, or Helene?
Go for it.
Elaine?
That is correct. All right.
Yes, 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 yes.
Team Titty Snake. What country is Caitlin in when she sends Craig's birthday video? Thailand, Singapore, Nairobi, or Uganda?
I wish that she just stayed
on
wherever the fuck she was.
Caitlin.
So Boom. We believe that she was in Uganda?
That is incorrect.
Hold on a second.
Do you need the answers again?
Yeah.
All right. They are Thailand, Singapore, Nairobi, and Uganda.
You said what country is she in?
Yep.
I fear that Nairobi is not a country.
It might not be. I was very sleep deprived when I made this. Is it not?
Not be, I fear.
Isn't it in Kenya?
Nairobi, well, you know Kenya? What? That would give thing. You a...
Say that's your answer?
It's the capital of
no,
Kenya.
No, because Nairobi is where Darcy goes, but that's definitely in Kenya.
That's probably why Nairobi is what was in my head. Wow, that's really embarrassing for me, and I wish we could pineapples all of that.
Just why you gotta be mean, babe?
Let's just pretend it didn't happen.
Just calling people out.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't matter if Aaron called me out or not, because people listening will be like, Nairobi's not a country.
That is fair. And I think you saved
like, if
someone.
If that was the right answer, like, I want to make sure I'm not.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's it. Very. Hey, no, that's smart. You did nothing wrong. I'm just embarrassed that I didn't do better at that.
Don't be here.
You
so
did fabulous,
honey.
You did amazing,
you did
Caroline.
Fabulous, and you continue to do amazing.
Okay, you can get the answer.
You think?
Go for it. Yes.
Is it Thailand?
It is. Sawatika.
Right. Sawat.
Thank you. Her yes.
Her Hefa. Bitch ass.
Caitlin can
even
stay
see you,
there.
But Hefa.
They can keep.
So sorry.
No, you did nothing wrong, Aaron. Really.
Aaron, you're fine.
I've been sleep deprived since my 20s, though, so I'm going to stop beating myself up over it.
You're doing so amazing things, Caroline. You are fine.
I'm not a
You're
mean
doing
girl.
Amazing, sweetie.
You're not mean.
Snaps.
No one thinks you're mean,
no,
Aaron.
I don't think
nobody
you're
thinks you're
all.
Mean either. You're amazing, too. I just
I'm
met
not
you. I think you're great.
Except one of our listeners does. Out. If one of our listeners thinks Aaron is mean, shut up. She's not mean.
Not mean.
Shut. No, you shut. You know that meme where Hush Kevin Hart is on that lady's hip, and that is us with Aaron. You leave her alone, okay? She is just trying. She's
no,
already been through
like,
trivia bullshit.
Like, just leave her alone. Leave Brittany alone. Leave Aaron alone.
Not leave Brittany alone. Damn.
Leave Aaron alone.
Leave.
Yeah, don't come Aaron. For Aaron or you will have the wrath of the six of us upon you.
It's true.
Now, Titty Snakes.
Yes.
What time does Emma come home from the ravine? 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., or 5 a.m.?
It is 3 a.m.
That is correct.
And so, just a mess.
I didn't know where we were going. I was like, what?
There was some suspense there, Tommy, I guess.
All right. Team Panther. In Bark at the Moon, Spinner offers Manny a sandwich for her thoughts. What type of sandwich does he offer? Tomato, ham, banana, or fluffernutter?
Pour your face. You look disgusted.
The idea of a banana sandwich is...
Wait, no, do you know people do banana and... Yeah, banana and like...
Peanut butter. And
yeah. I'm like,
that sounds
what is
like
wrong?
A textural
no.
nightmare.
It
Maybe
does.
If
like my
you toast
I don't like
bread.
At all.
I don't either.
I really don't fuck with bananas in most capacities. So
bananas are the worst. They're the devil's soup.
They're gross.
And they can just stay away.
Banana bread can be okay if it's good.
I can deal with some banana bread. I like a banana nut bread as well because give them a little bit of texture, but I need it in dosa because, like, no. Most of the time, no thank you.
The best banana bread I ever ate was a $60 loaf of banana bread that I bought at a reservation weed shop that was like banana bread with weed in it that somebody's grandma had made. And it was the best thing I've ever eaten.
I would pay for that.
Banana bread anyway.
Hand is raised, Corinne.
We would like to answer the question.
Yes.
Let's go with the fluffer nutter.
I am sorry, but that is incorrect.
Damn.
I just never thought into that, and now I feel like
it's... Is it tomato?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
Because the titty snakes still have a chance.
Oh.
I can't tell you.
Fair. Sorry, guys. I really want to know. Sorry, I really want to know.
Oh, you're going to find out in a second here.
The titty snake consensus is that we think it's a ham sandwich.
The titty snakes are wrong.
Oh, thank God. Okay, we're good.
Yo, Aaron is just... Aaron is literally just so fucking relieved over there. I
feel so bad to pick mine over hers, and she was right.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a banana sandwich. He says, and I quote, banana sandwich for your thoughts.
You know, it's funny. That was my other guess, but you guys started giving me... I have, like, ARFID, so... You guys started talking about the texture, and I got real uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Stop thinking about it.
Ew, oh my gosh. What is wrong with Spinner? Another reason why he's just the worst this fucking season.
Spinner Reginald Mason needs to stop.
Don't make a sandwich again. Just stop.
All right. And that actually brings us to the end of round two.
Really?
Some headway.
You guys. So
we have closed the gap some. The Titty Snakes are still in the lead. They have 5. But the Panthers took just as many points this round with 2, bringing them up to 3.
What's going on?
To take my baby blocker. It's okay.
Oh.
Okay. I was like, what?
I say that sometimes.
Your baby blocker?
I'm like, fuck. Yeah.
I didn't think that's what she really said. Move.
It blocks the babies.
Hey, there you go.
Thankfully, that's not an issue for me.
Lucky. Mostly, actually, what it does for me is makes my periods manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I thought you guys were talking about like a baby gate, not birth control.
No.
A baby blocker. Oh my gosh.
I mean, Aaron. You know, same thing.
Right?
Keeps them out.
Either, right. Yeah.
Now I'm just picturing like I was still a child when they like retired the sponge, but I have an idea of the concept, and now I'm just picturing like a tiny baby gate.
Not a sponge. But that's just a bigger
cervix. You're just like, we're good.
That's basically what an IUD is.
Jesus Christ.
Birth control talk with the pasta fam.
This has been Birth Control Corner.
Jeez. This is like, you know, Canadian public access, basically. They might as well talk about it.
Look, Sue Johansson isn't here to do it anymore. Your mom's podcast can never fill those shoes.
We just dropped the sponge. Guys, if you were young enough to not know what a sponge is as it relates to contraception.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
It's exactly what it fucking sounds like, and it's terrifying. Please do a quick, but like not too quick. To be appreciative of what former vagina owners had to fucking go through. Don't do it right. Don't do a deep, do a very shallow dip.
Just the tip of the big toe dip.
Because it's weird. But yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. On that fabulous journey through contraception through the ages, we are now arriving back at round three, and we are starting with our Team Panther, correct? Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
I had to make heavy eye contact with you to establish a memory. Cool. Because it happened 20 minutes ago, but I'm high, man. All right. So Team Panther, what line of work is Rick's father in? Sales, insurance, investment banking, medicine.
Do you want me to just say it?
Yeah.
Sales.
He is in sales, yes.
Yep.
He is a traveling salesman. An absentee father. And possibly buried in under the floorboards in Stratford, yeah. If you listen to the season wrap up, but fabulous.
Point. No spoilers.
Well, it dropped, didn't it?
I'm kidding.
No, I'm just trying to remember, did it drop? Did we release that?
We did. It did only drop yesterday, though. I personally like to give, 2 days, but that's just me.
Fair. I listened to it already, and that's probably pretty vain of me. All right, Team Titty Snake. The first shot of Back in Black shows Sean looking at a picture of himself on the front page of what newspaper? The Toronto Telegram, the Toronto World, the Toronto Ledger, the Toronto Sun.
Okay, so we think that it is the Toronto Sun.
It is not the Toronto Sun. All right, so I'm going to kick it over to Team Panther to see.
Wait, what are the options again?
Absolutely. The Toronto Telegram, the Toronto World, the Toronto Ledger, the Toronto Sun.
I mean, I don't have a better guess, so.
Uh-oh.
Go for it.
Let's hear your answer, Team Panther.
The Ledger.
That is right. Absolutely, yes.
Team Panther just closed the gap.
Yes, the gap has been, look at that. So now we have, our teams are tied now?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that. I love that. Aaron, look at that. Y'all are tied. Okay. So, kicking this question to you, Team Panther.
Okay.
What pose is Mr. Oleander teaching when he is first introduced? Tree, warrior, child, downward dog.
I say let's go for our first one. We're going to go with warrior.
Oh, always go with your first gut. Yes, that is right. Why did we just get a thumbs up? Did you just see the AI thumbs up?
Yeah. It's.
You said AI.
It is. It literally is.
I don't fucking like that. Riverside. Ew.
Remember it did something on Leslie's video.
Yes, it did balloons. Yeah. It did balloons randomly. It was what the fuck? Yes, Corinne, you got a weird, disembodied, gloved thumbs up from the AI bot. Yes.
It was in a bubble.
It looked like Mickey Mouse's fucking glove, just disembodied. This shit was weird. No. And it was faint. All right.
It's a ghost. Let's skin.
It's ghost.
It's a ghost.
All right. Fancy. Team Titty Snake, this one is for you. When JT fires Darcy, how many days away is opening night? 2, 3, 4, or 1? He was low-key like... she was a terrible casting choice. So that was his bad from the beginning.
Okay, so we think that it was 2 days.
Unfortunately, that is not correct, Team Titty Snake. Team Panther, would you like to wager a guess? You need the... It's between 1 and 4 days. It is not 2.
Your turn to answer. I'm leaving it up to you. Which one? The same.
Yes, it is 3. 3 days away from opening night, and he fired her ass.
Well, she quit, and she cursed the play.
And she did. I mean, she did. And it was... I curse you, Macbeth. Yeah.
You don't shout that in a theater.
Well, that's the point.
I know. It's Darcy's horrible. You don't do right? that.
She doesn't...
Technically, she said it in a gym and not a theater, so I don't know if it counts.
A theater, a multi-purpose room.
Yeah,
somehow
Darcy gave them with gonorrhea.
Somehow they don't have the budget for like a theater, but they have the budget to put on like productions that are like thousands of dollars in value. It's fine. It's great. All right.
It's Degrassi.
It's realistic.
Except for when right. Marco sets the shit on fire because of the cheap materials.
It's true. That's true. Why the school is burning down is as well. The cheap
Simpson
dance.
Was like, no, you may not get 100% silk from satin. No. All right. So the last question of this round, it's Team Panther. How much does Caitlin pay for Joey's house? $400,000, $350,000, $375,000, $325,000.
Go for it.
She paid $375,000 because Sydney said it was below market value. And she bloated Sydney. One of the many reasons why that is a good woman. Okay, let's go.
All right, so never count out the underdog, because at the end of round 3, we are 8-5, Panther Titty Snake.
Okay.
We're coming.
Okay.
I feel like Corey is like trying to make it work out.
She wants to make all boo. To come
you can
up.
Just boo if you want, honey. I support
you can
that.
Straight up. You're like, I gotta be polite. No, you don't.
How do we get the like things to pop up?
We have no idea.
We really
you don't
control
need an AI
this.
Thumbs down. I have my own.
Right? We sure don't, and it's more articulated anyway.
I'm so curious how that weird thing popped up, and I missed it.
It's listening.
How many miserable hours does Spinner spend waiting tables to pay for his car? 294, 386, 1,000, or 525,600?
Sorry. Whose question is this?
Yeah, who is this for?
Oh, this Seriously? Is for Titty Snake. I'm so sorry. Oh,
okay.
Who is this
for? Can I hear the answers one more time?
Can we get the
answers? You can.
I was like,
294, 386, 1,000, or 525,600.
Does any of those sound like a familiar? Do any of those sound familiar? Any of those numbers?
Okay, so we believe that it was 386.
You believe correctly.
Yes, you do. That last one was from Rent. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
I was like, it's a joke.
The number one's always fuck people up. So I was like, let me throw in a like easy elimination.
Let's get some theater things going.
Let's do it.
All right. Team Panther. Where does Dylan order pizza from when Paige and crew help him move? Mrs. Spinelli's, Nona Spinelli's, Mr. Spinelli's, or Papa Spinelli's?
This is, I feel like a lot of your answers are good because they are so, it's like you got to really know the exact, because
I didn't like how easy the last episode was.
Ooh, not how
We've
easy.
Gotten more wrong answers this time around. I'm into it.
Damn.
So just fuck them again?
I was going to say, you are going to. Every contestant is going to get like a merch pack. You are going to get the dopest merch pack. And that's all we're going to say for now. But we, you have a win, and we do respect that. And it's going to be worth
it. Yes, your win was well earned, and you are going to be paid in dividend. Not, I won't say dividends because that's not plural. Dividend, my dear. But it's going to be great dividend, though. So, no, of course you get some. What? Are you serious? We've been torturing your phone and you. You have to give. We have to give you twice now. We've brought you here to be abused. No.
But all what's your answer before that phone dies?
Right.
That you're literally giving me just like. You want to go with my gut? Okay, we'll do that, Papa. The fourth one.
Oh, Papa! It is not Papa Spinelli's. Tawny and Corey, would you like the answers again?
Can we get them again?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Mrs. Spinelli's, Nona Spinelli's, Mr. Spinelli's, or Papa Spinelli's?
I feel like it's such a head scratcher. These are so similar.
Yeah.
You have to be looking at the pizza box. The whole scene. I mean...
Which is huge compared to Paige, by the way.
No, it is mentioned by name.
She's like way out here.
It's mentioned by name as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not just, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so our answer is going to be Nona Spinelli's.
That was a good guess, but it was in fact Mrs. Spinelli's.
That was my guess.
Fuck.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's all right, guys. You're still in the lead. You're still in the lead. It's okay.
And you've got a chance to win another point here if you can tell me how many votes Marco gets in the election. Sorry, guys. This is a number-heavy round. Is it 276, 321, 463, or 507?
I'm assuming this is against Alex.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm sorry. One more time.
Yep, no, don't be sorry. 276, 321, 463, or 507?
It's a shot in the dark, but that's what my brain says. It doesn't... What do you think? Okay, you say it this time. Maybe I'll be right.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Corey and Tawny, do you need the numbers again?
Yes.
276, 321, 463, or 507?
Can you repeat them one more time just to make sure we have our number right?
Yes. 276, 321, 463, 507.
Okay. So we think that it was 321.
You are correct.
Ooh. Go to snake.
It cut out when she said the numbers each time she said it. So I was like 320 something.
Oh, damn. So y'all were guessing. No,
Corey knew.
Corey. Okay.
Nice. Corey, done.
Right. Corey has their listening ears.
Corey's on that shit. All right.
I'm just over here like.
I'm the only one that's not high right now.
I
think that might be to your advantage.
The titty snakes are not high at all, and we're just hanging out.
Oh, titty damn. Snakes. Titty snakes are not
for another
high
point
on life right now.
Are you still doing like dry?
The dry, yeah, the dry life.
Sort of. I'm using it recreationally now, but like I was definitely addicted.
I can respect that. Nicely done.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. For another point, Liberty offers to treat Chris to what food? Veggie burgers, eggplant parm, tacos, or falafel?
Which team is this
question?
This is for the titty stink. Sorry.
Can I hear the answers one more time?
God damn it. You guys are demanding. Veggie burgers, eggplant parm, tacos, or falafel?
This is a head scratcher. Although I hear this line read in my head, though. I hear the line read.
Remember that trivia where I had to craft 4 different vegetarian sandwiches?
That was impressive. And you did it. And you did.
I that. Did. That is one of my proudest trivia.
Only you, Caroline.
You're okay, like, I've got to make this.
Our answer is falafel.
That is correct.
Buy a falafel.
We have gotten the gap closed again.
That you guys are really like we neck are once and again neck tied. And like coming for each other, and I love that. Love the ferocity.
And back to the Panthers for the last question. How much money does Joey receive from Albert Manning's estate each month? $200, $250, $300, or $350?
So either $200, $250, $300,
$350?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is not.
It's okay.
Titty
snakes. I didn't know either.
Okay, good. At least it wasn't where y'all knew where you knew again. No, right? Like
it's a very mutual.
Okay, so y'all both ain't know. Cool. Yeah. Beautiful. Let's go.
All right. So the titty snake guess is 250.
The titty snakes are correct.
Keep and ass motherfucking that, estate.
The titty snakes finish out the final round on top by 1 point. But there is still Final Jeopardy.
Oh, what? Okay.
Okay.
And
sorry.
Here's how this works. The final Jeopardy question is a question about Avis or myself. It's something that you would know from being active in the group or listening to the show.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coming for that confident. Ass. Sorry. We're so Ooh. Vain, we're going to make well, you answer honestly, a question about us.
Honestly, these are some humbling. Of my favorite questions.
It is humbling every fucking trivia session.
It is that no one knows.
Because nobody ever gets it right.
But we continue to do it. Why? Because we're insane.
Torture.
So, I'm going to start a chat. And what you're going to do is you're going to discuss amongst, yeah? Did you have a question, Corinne?
No, I saw something pop on the screen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. That's the chat. Discuss with your partner how many points you want to wager. And then let us, don't type it in yet. Let me know when your team has decided on an amount.
How many points do... each
you have all your how many points you have
you have still all have your points
you have all your points Tawny duh
you guys have 9 are. The titty snakes have 9 the panthers have 8
thank you
okay we have ours too
okay so go ahead and send your wagers into the chat all right it's the titty snakes
two peons
Leave Corey alone, they
try.
I am dyslexic. Give me some slack.
Corey did their best. I'm proud of them.
You did. I'm proud of you, Corey.
The way that it might be peons going forward here. Peons. Okay. All right. Yeah. You know what?
It's peons from now on. We love you.
Aaron and Corinne have bet 0. So we know how confident they are in their ability to answer.
Not at all. Oh my gosh.
Aaron doesn't actually listen to our show, I guess. That's fine. Okay. That's fine. Whatever.
Aaron's like, I just don't want to gamble. I don't.
She's just a girl living in this crazy world trying to find a way.
That's valid. Is she just a crazy girl trying to make it in this crazy world?
On your phone.
Which
nobody
one is
at work
that?
Knows what this is. It's Spinner and Emma. Just everybody's to get, like, what is that? I'm like,
just to get
again,
the,
you're not cool enough.
Get folk inflamed and in a rage.
Okay. So Caroline and Avis both have partners. Name one of them.
Oh, shit. That's such a funny question to ask.
Do we get some options?
No,
this is Final Jeopardy. This
but
is
I
not.
Will say, so Avis typically refers to her partner by her first initial and not by her full name. I think she's said it on the show a few times, but the
mostly
initial
in Patreon
will suffice.
Stuff.
If that's what you're gonna...
It's just one letter, guys, that I typically refer to my better half.
But honestly, bonus point if you get Avis's partner and, like, her actual name.
That would be
don't know
fucking metal.
And then we're gonna have to talk about our security.
We're gonna have to have a very frank discussion about how far we've gone.
Our social relationship.
Like, listen, no, we're good. I think that's a good question, because yours is also like a nickname. You refer to your partner in nickname.
Well, and I would say nickname is acceptable. You guys are ready, or you?
Yeah, because you do both.
We just have a question. Are we typing or saying the answer?
You're gonna type it when both teams are ready.
Okay. Do you take off points for spelling?
No.
No.
Even if you weren't dyslexic.
Yes. No offense for spelling.
Team Panther, are you guys ready, or do you need another minute?
We're conversing.
Take your time.
Corinne, very seriously.
So serious.
Like, you guys can't see, but, like, Corinne has now assumed, like a all hands on deck, like elbows were on her knees type of stance. Like,
she's getting she's in the zone.
In the zone. So yeah.
Oh, she got her hood pulled up and everything.
Fuck is Corinne
A? Incognito.
Oh wait, it is really the hood for me. I don't know why it's reminding me of like a poster I saw in high school of like about probably like teenage depression or some bullshit.
It's not a phase, Mom.
It's not a phase. This is my life.
Yep.
See, and it's giving me I'm back, bitches, and I know everything.
Oh my gosh. No. Yes, though. No. You had to come out.
Yes, I did. I got hot.
Okay, are you guys ready as well?
I don't know.
All right, type
it
in
fair.
Chat.
That's fair. No worries.
You got to type it in chat.
Yeah, I didn't even hear it.
Chat.
Go for it.
Yeah, now is good. All right. Yes. That was a good guess, Aaron.
Wow. You spelled my girlfriend's name right, which is impressive because people
right.
that know her don't spell her name right. Like people who've met her in real life. No.
Yes, for the spelling. So give her the credit.
I was like, yes.
Fabulous.
Do you want to give the
little J
answer?
Little J, Aaron. Yes. Caroline's partner is named Forrest or Foe.
Oh.
And Tawny guessed correctly that my girlfriend's name is Cillian, and I usually refer to her as S. I'm allowed to say her name on mic. I just usually don't.
Well, I usually refer to her as S.
But you guessed right. I love that. I love that.
So with that, the titty snakes get 2 points, and then they get an extra point for spelling or for guessing Cillian's name correctly. There are also no extra points for spelling. Peons for spelling. I love peons. Why do you call them that?
I want an extra peon.
So that does bring our titty snakes in as the final winners. But I want to say everybody did great. Yes. And despite all of the, like, today has been the longest day of my life. And thank you for letting me end it on such a fun note.
Mm-hmm. Today was a lot. But I'm happy that trivia went off so well. And
Aaron, we love you.
We love you.
This was fun.
And we are going to find a way to get you a compotter before then, okay? We're going to work on it so that we don't overwhelm your poor phone and doesn't blow up.
iPad. That's what I'm on.
You're on your
iPad. Didn't work last time. I didn't want to tell you until we were done, Avis, that she's on an iPad.
Yeah, Larry, you're like,
I need you to just trust me.
I did not want you to jump through and smack her inside iPad out of this.
So it doesn't work?
No, of course, yours
is fine. We had problems last time. It's all good.
So it needs an amount of storage. Aaron's did not have an amount of storage that it required. So it kept dropping her from the call. Aww. Yours has the amount of storage required. So you have been, if you were a problem, I would have been like, you're on a fucking iPad, Corinne. But no, of course I trust you. I was like, Caroline, I cannot fucking
I just didn't want to give you the stress.
The way that you're like, I didn't want to tell you. Thank you for waiting until the end. But I think it's funny that you think that I'm that, like.
No, I don't think that you're that, but I know you've also had a long day.
You're like, you don't want to, you don't be the
straw. Give you like nom flashbacks.
You don't want to be the straw on my back, yeah. The proverbial, you know. But yes, I am just this happy that Aaron, you're not coming at us with pitchforks because you won and now you ain't win.
I'm sorry. My fault.
Why are you sorry, Corinne?
Did you pick so wrong?
You guys were a great team. I think you guys did great. I think the team thing really worked. And
it is fun.
You guys had fun. Did you? Yeah, we didn't like torture you. You had fun. So,
yeah.
I think that's a great time. And we just took about 2 hours of your life. So it's cool. I think it rounded out to be.
And in return, you'll get posters and stickers and keychains and magnets. Oh my.
Yes. Because Tawny and Corey are Titty Snake producers, obviously I know where they live.
I don't know what the fuck we're gonna send you guys.
I know where you live. And I don't know if I'm sending you yet. But Aaron and Corinne, please send us by carrier pigeon, email, DM, whatever, your email addresses so I can stalk you
mailing
too.
Mailing addresses.
Oh, well, right. Your mailing addresses. See, I was going to fuck up somewhere. Your mailing addresses so I can stalk you too and send you some swag, which will be really new to you because, like, you've never received anything from us before. Tell us where to find you so I can send you shit.
Oh, yeah. And also guests, if you have shit to hype.
Right. Does anybody have anything to hype? Plug where to find.
Drop your
tag, our listeners like, can subscribe. Cyber stalk you and develop a parasocial relationship with you. No, I'm joking.
Surely you can find me.
Social relationship jokes.
Season 5. Of this podcast, you can find me somewhere in there.
Yes, season 5 of this show.
Yes, you can find Tawny in the season 5 premiere of your
She'll
mom's
be
podcast.
In the season 5 premiere, yes.
Coming to you in the new year.
That we're recording soon, so this was like my test session, I guess.
You passed, girl.
I will say, if y'all decide to do like a rematch one to people that have failed before and want to do it again, put me on the list.
Trust me. I love that because the season, I love when Survivor does that. I love when Redemption season. So trust me, it is.
You love something,
underdog. You have to root for the underdog.
I love Redemption.
Get to season.
I love Redemption
season. I will happily do trivia for that season.
Ooh, season 10.
Oh, Corinne, you love Survivor?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I was like, your reaction was.
I actually bought one of
No worries.
It's okay, Erin.
A mini puzzle of like their wooden puzzle that they do. I bought her a mini size of it.
They sell those?
That's beautiful.
Christmas. Yeah.
Of course they sell those.
The wooden ones that they build.
Yeah, you can buy Survivor puzzles.
The way that me and S do like our little puzzle time, and we like, she's like, okay, go. And we literally like race to put together the puzzle. She's like, come on. It's like Survivor training. And these are just regular puzzles. So I would love to put together mini versions of the, my girlfriend continues to bully me about being on Survivor.
Why does this woman think you could cut it on Survivor?
What's stopping you?
Primarily the fact that I smoke way too much weed. When I don't eat, I'm a bitch. If I don't have my specific menstruating on an island, if I don't have my specific pillow, I get a crick in my neck and I'm a fucking cunt.
That makes for wonderful TV, by the way.
The problem, if I list those reasons,
like,
the producers
people
are gonna
love to watch you.
Like, come on now.
That lost your mind over Applebee's.
No, we love that. We love that moment so much because she was like, that was her last thing holding her on to reality was the prospect of that Applebee's burger. And we should have known that she was not a millionaire then. We should have known that she was full of shit. But this has been Survivor Corner. I love it. No, we gotta talk her in. We gotta slide into my DMs and we will fucking talk Survivor.
Let's do it.
So thanks for listening to your mom's podcast.
Yes.
We will be back in a week or two. We'll be back at some point.
Time is a concept.
We're gonna return these teammates against each other. Tawny versus Corey.
And they're gonna go head to head in a death match. Yes. To the death. Yes. I don't know. That was like Braveheart or something.
That was really extreme.
I'm bad at like accents. Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you guys.
For joining.